When your tree gives you lemons, why not give some of them away? And when Carol Nordman and her husband put free lemons outside, they gave away more than just fruit.
We have a lot of lemons on our lemon tree, so we thought, well, we'll just put some outside for free. And then my husband thought, well, we have Jesus, baby Jesus. We do as we help distribute those. So he put a box of Jesus DVDs and other materials, a Bible that we've gotten, and we have Gospels of John. And so we put free. So we had our lemons and our Christian materials out there. And some of the neighbors, they're coming by. And what lady, she liked the lemons when they were gone. She said, oh, she's looking for lemons.
After the last lemon was gone, Carol trimmed her succulents and put out a box of those also. Her neighbor across the street took one, and then a surfer stopped to grab one as well.
And then I was trimming my succulents, so I put out succulents, and the neighbor across the street came by. So I said, just take the box, and then I took over another box for him, and he just said, thank you. They really put them in their yard, and they look nice. And then there was, when he took that box, the surfer who was parked there saw him taking the box. He said, oh, I wanted a succulent. So I said, what kind do you want? So I went and cut him one. And then he went to the box of Jesus rams and he said, and what is this? You know, and I said, oh, it's a movie about Christ in the book of Luke. And so he took one and he said, thank you. God bless you. So I've just noticed that neighbors are taking things that we're putting out.
Now that is a creative idea for getting to know your neighbors and making spiritual help available. Maybe you'd like more ideas about reaching out to your neighbors. Why don't you go to MakingYourLifeCount.com?